The presidential race has sucked a lot of air out of the room, but your Michigan guys, your state of Michigan guys, not U of M necessarily, although you may be that as well, which specific state house races or millagers or whatever are you most eager to learn the results of throughout the course of the evening, Tom?
Well, I think, you know, one right here in the mid-Michigan area, and Tom Barrett, you know, running as a rematch against Teresa Bedd. I think that one is one that's, you know, they've more than $1 million been spent on that campaign so far. It is a real bellwether, I think, a state legislative district to see whether or not these incumbent Republicans can hold on to that 9-seat majority that they have.
Dennis, what about you? What are you keeping your eyes on most?
Well, locally, definitely the Teresa Bedd versus Barrett seat. I mean, that one could switch the Michigan House if the Democrat wins. Locally, I mean, I'm kind of sort of interested in the Mike Bishop reelect. I assume he'll be safe, but it'd be kind of interesting to see what happens in that seat.
We'll point out that here monitoring the Eaton County Clerk's website, we've got 9 of 45 precincts here reporting, so we've still got the great majority of precincts to report, but the precincts that have reported have pushed Tom Barrett into a comfortable lead, 4,099 to Teresa Abbott's 2,283. Any particular response to that? And we could see the gap there narrow quite a bit, couldn't we?
You don't know where exactly these precincts are coming from at this point in time. And those same precincts are reporting, you know, Trump with getting over 65% of the vote in Eaton County. So I'm assuming that these are going to narrow somewhere as more Democratic precincts come in. But I think it's certainly good news early for Tom Barrett.
Trump and Hillary in Grand Rapids, the president in Ann Arbor, Bill Clinton in Lansing. I want to hear from both of you what you have made of the increased focus on Michigan in just the last couple of days. I found it very interesting considering the lead that Hillary and Clinton enjoyed not too terribly long ago. What do you make of this, Dennis?
Well, I think a lot of that is where else are they going to go? The other competitive states in the union do early voting, and they've been very successful at early voting. And Michigan doesn't do a lot of early voting, so I think it makes a lot of sense for them to bring the entire team here to Michigan.
Yeah, well, they went to places where we had, you know, we don't have early voting, so they were counting on states where their turnout efforts had the biggest effect. You know, in Florida, over half the people had already voted by the weekend. So, you know, even though that was a targeted state, you're not affecting as many people. There's already 3 million people that had gone to the polls. Well, here we still had, you know, 4 million people that hadn't voted yet. So they could affect it. That's why they came here. Plus, Clinton or Trump needs to win one of these odd states that Romney didn't win from 4 years ago. He needs to win either Michigan or Pennsylvania or Colorado in order to win the election. So they chose Michigan as a place to finish along with Pennsylvania. What I read, there were 70,000 television commercials which aired over the last 7 days by those two presidential campaigns. Mm.
We will point out we've just received word that incumbent Democrat Brenda Lawrence has been elected to a second term in Congress. She is a 61-year-old from Southfield. She defeated Republican Dr. Howard Klausner, Libertarian Gregory Cresswell, and Green Party candidate Marcia Squire in the general election. That is the 14th district. We look forward to more commentary and insights from Dennis Denno and Tom Shields of MRG. That's the latest here for now from 90.5 WKAR. We will return at about 25 before 10 o'clock. We hope you can join us. 90.5 WKAR.